is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Green, G-R-E-E-N, first name Dante, D-A-N-T-E, date of birth 09/8/1997, date of initial evaluation August 22, 2022, date of follow-up evaluation August 31, 2022. The chief complaint: the patient is a 24-year-old male who initially presented with a complaint of muscle soreness and elevated blood pressure, period. The HBI, the patient has noted an episode of muscle soreness and elevated blood pressure, period. He was then seen at the emergency room and felt to have pericarditis, period. He had developed several episodes of sharp pain involving the anterior chest wall. Pain felt as a fist squeezing his heart, period. He had no nausea, vomiting, or other symptoms, period. But he had subsequently experienced some nausea, period. This occurred only at the time that he had a venipuncture, period. The patient was seen in the office and noted to have elevated blood pressure, period. He was then started on diltiazem, 180 milligrams, period. He is seen in follow-up. He currently states that blood pressure remains elevated, period. He was initially noted to be tachycardic, period. Tachycardia has resolved. Past medical history: 1, asthma, next number, childhood hernia. Past surgical history: hernia repair. Medications: diltiazem CD 180 milligrams daily. Allergies: no known drug allergies. Family history: grandmother, aunt, and a cousin all had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Social history: he notes almost daily marijuana use. He reports occasional alcohol use, period. The review of systems: he has impaired vision and wears glasses, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination: blood pressure 142/106. Pulse 107, respiratory rate 16. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Exam otherwise unremarkable. Data review: colon. The EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 85 beats per minute. Incomplete right bundle branch block is noted, period. Non-specific ST, T-wave abnormality present, period. Echocardiogram reveals sinus rhythm, left ventricle ejection fraction 79%, no MR, no TR, no AI is noted, period. There is trace pulmonic regurgitation noted, period. There is no pericardial effusion noted, period. The impression: this is a 24-year-old male presented with atypical chest pain. He was noted to be hypertensive, period. He further was noted to have sinus tachycardia. He has a family history of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. He was previously diagnosed with pericarditis. The plan will increase diltiazem to 240 milligrams PO daily. Patient is to follow up in 6 minus 12 months. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.